Are you quietly letting pride call the shots in your heart? In this devotional, we'll dive into Romans chapter 12 and Philippians chapter 2 to expose how a haughty spirit blinds us to the people God loves. Discover why Jesus' humility is the model for how we treat the lowly, the hurting, and even those who oppose our worldview. Let God confront your pride and reshape how you live in the public square today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I hope that you are having a fabulous Wednesday as we dive into God's Word together. We are in our series called Transformed Living, a Romans 12 Roadmap, and we are asking ourselves this question: how proud am I of myself? Like, do I have pride in my heart? Pride. That's what we're asking ourselves today. How proud of am I of myself? And so if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. Let's dive into God's Word and read Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 16. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, but cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Okay, here's our verse for the day. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. All right, so we're going to break this down. Be of the same mind towards one another. This unity of mind is a recurring theme in the Bible. If you go over to Philippians chapter 2, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, therefore, if there's any encouragement in Christ, if there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. So here we go. If we want to have the same mind, we have to be complete, maintain the same love for each other. As born-again believers in Jesus Christ, we need to have a love for each other that is patient, kind, thoughtful, that is based upon truth and not on lies. And so we need to have the same kind of love for each other, united in spirit, that we need to be encouraging each other to be about the Word of God, to say that we are going to be people of the Word of God and not to step back, and to be intent on one purpose. What's our purpose? Sharing Jesus Christ with others, those around us, wherever we go. He then goes on to say in Philippians, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. If we're not going to have a haughty, or if we're going to be of the same mind, we're going to talk about haughtiness in a minute, we need to be people who do not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, that we're going to regard one another as more important. Isn't this different than how our public square wants us to react today? You have to forgive me. I do have a little bit of a cold. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. So we want to look out for other people's interests and be of the same mind, intent on one purpose. Now, the next phrase there says, do not be haughty in mind. Now, think about this. What does it mean to be haughty in mind? To esteem yourself as more important. That's why he says in Philippians here, have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. God gives us the expectation that we are to have the attitude of Christ, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. So we do not want to think more highly of ourselves than we want than we ought to, but really to think of ourselves accurately, not with a haughty spirit. And then you say, well, but I want to be important. For this reason, Also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above all names. So here's how it works in God's economy. In God's economy, we exercise humility, and if God chooses, he's the one that raises us up and esteems us and does all the things that are fitting to please him. So we want to check out our pride in our heart. As conservatives, as biblical Christians, sometimes we can forget that it was by his mercy and grace that he draws to the cross, and other people need that same opportunity to hear about Jesus. And that opportunity may be in how we are living out our lives each and every day before him. He goes on to say in Romans, do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. This is so incredibly important because it's easy to get into camps. It's easy to get into your own conservative camp or your own, your own group and forget, hey, God wants us to associate with everyone, that we talk to everyone, even those who dramatically oppose our worldview, we talk to them. Now, just because we're talking to someone doesn't mean we have to compromise truth. It simply means that we hear their side of the story, we're quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, and that we begin to share our ideas as well. Jesus never compromised once, but he associated with everyone. The Samaritan, the Pharisee, the Sadducee, the fisherman. He associated with all different people in all different walks of life. And then finally, he says, do not be wise in your own estimation. And nothing that we need more than to evaluate our wisdom. I put it here, Ezekiel chapter 28. And this is talking about King Tyre. Because your heart is lifted up and you have said, I am God. I sit in the seat of gods, in the heart of the seas. Yet you are a man and not a god. So King Tyre began to think of himself more highly than he ought. He looked at his land. He looked at all the stuff that he had created and says, hey, I'm God. And we need to be very careful as Christians having that mindset that we are in the place of God. We are not but mere men, he says. You are not, you are a man and not a god, although you make yourself and your heart like the heart of a god. So we need God to rule and to reign in our hearts and our minds as we go into the public square today and recognize that we are not God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I do pray that you would humble us, God, in such a way that we would surrender all of our pride to you. Help us to associate with the lowly, with the hurting, with the down, with the outcast, with those who are far from you. Help us to have conversations that are productive with those with a different worldview. Go before us in all things. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.